White. Campground, Lancaster, Massachusetts, August 28, 1874. Dear husband, we arrived here this morning, all safe, considerably tired. The elders were looking anxiously for us both, were much disappointed in not seeing you. They say there was great disappointment upon the Vermont campground among all. The Lord helped brethren Haskell and Butler, and they had an excellent meeting. But this did not cure the disappointment of the outsiders. There was a great turnout, expecting Elder White and wife from California would be there. They say the outsiders listened with attention and candor to the preaching. Brother Butler has this forenoon cautioned the people to let me rest and not exhaust me with much visiting. While he was speaking, I lay down and rested and slept some. Shall be upon the stand to speak in a few moments. God must help here. There are elements here that have been after the same order as Mrs. Budworth Johnson. There are seven of their family here. Oddities have rallied splendidly here, and they hang together like coarse sand, every one moving on his or her own hook, all fully determined to carry their own points. May God help is our prayer. We need the help of the Lord, and we believe we shall have it. He can give us victories in His name. We hope you will take time to recreate and not keep working upon the high-pressure plan. Do not do anything that another can do. I felt badly for a moment the day I left, seeing you troubling about that sidewalk. I said to myself, he ought not to be doing this. Every little tax of this kind helps to form the whole, which makes itself severely before you realize how or what has hold upon you and exhausted your strength. Now, my dear husband, trust in God. But at the same time, do the things for yourself that you ought to do to preserve your strength and health. My heart is fixed, trusting in God. I shall wait upon the Lord. I shall cry to Him in faith for His help and His power. And I believe we shall see of His salvation. God will be our helper. I am very grateful for the recent evidences of His love and power in the case of Brother Harmon. It is God that has wrought for him. I hope that there will be no relapse, but that good judgment and discretion may be shown by all members of his family, and that this servant of God may be fully restored to soundness and health. I hope that Willie and yourself will be very happy indeed. You may be so in God. I must close with my best love to you and Willie. Willie, there is a small square box in my bureau containing jewelry from Sister Stenchen. I cannot spell it right. She lives at Brother Whipple's. Please take the box to her and say I cannot dispose of it. I am not going to California. She thought I could sell it for her and put the avails in the Pacific Mission. Husband, please to say to the doctors that if Mrs. Hastings is not gaining and can do about as well for herself at home, she had better be advised to go. She has a dissipated husband. George Hastings is a drunkard. There can be no dependence placed upon money coming from him to settle her bills. The doctors and yourself must treat this case as you think proper. I pity the woman. She wished to see me before I left, but it was just as we were trying to hold Mrs. Abbey, and I pulled myself away rather abruptly. Please excuse me to her. Lucinda is as well as usual. Your Ellen.